Whether ByteDance ultimately succeeds will depend in large part on its ability to attract older users with more spending power. TikTok has been encouraging cooking, travel, and sports videos designed for those crowds. At the same time, it's adding thousands of employees to its 40,000-person staff and pumping hundreds of millions of dollars more into ad campaigns. It's also working on a search engine, a way for live streamers to sell products, and a Slack-like chat service for businesses. According to people familiar with the company, executives have met with bankers to discuss going public. The company denies it has plans for a public offering. ByteDance was set to lose about $1 billion in 2018, according to another person familiar with its financials. Even so, the company's global ambitions have been enough to get the attention of Facebook, which released a TikTok-like app, Lasso, in late 2018. While only 70,000 people have downloaded it so far, according to Sensor Tower, Facebook has had success knocking off competitors' apps in the past. The company released several Snapchat clones before successfully copying its most popular feature, Stories, within Instagram. That caused Snap's growth to slow and Instagram's to take off. Zuckerberg seemed to acknowledge the threat posed by ByteDance and other Chinese upstarts last year during a U.S. Senate hearing in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Dan Sullivan, an Alaska Republican, threw him a softball, offering that Zuckerberg's rise from college dropout to technology mogul might have a patriotic element. Only in America, Sullivan said. Would you agree with that? Senator mostly in America, Zuckerberg offered, noting that there are some very strong Chinese internet companies. You're supposed to answer yes to that question, says Sullivan. Back in Oklahoma, Jade isn't sweating geopolitics or regulation, and she's mostly off Facebook and Snapchat. On TikTok, she applies a fresh coat of candy apple lipstick and lip syncs to Khaleesi's Milkshake while dancing behind a JCPenney cash register. There are nasty people here and there, she says, of her experience using the app, but for the most part, it's just a fun, friendly place.